We encounter in this week's parsha the mitzvah of Goel Hadam, the redeemer of blood. If somebody has a relative who was killed in a manslaughter accident, and the closest relative of the person who was killed has the right in order to enact revenge on the person who killed their relative, without going into all the details, why the Torah allows this and all the details and how it works. You can look at all this in the Rambam in Hilchos Rotzeach. What we want to talk about is, does the concept of a Goel Hadam apply nowadays? Do we have the ability, assuming that we do not live in the United States of America, and we do not have laws of Dina de Malchus Adina, and we didn't have to follow the laws of the land, which we do, and therefore everything we're saying right now is only theoretical. It is not halacha l'maaseh at this moment in time. We are not allowed to go and take the law into our own hand. But let's say, without the Beis HaMikdash, would the laws of a Goel Hadam, the Redeemer of Blood, apply bizman hazeh? The Sefer Yeshuas Yisrael on Choshen Mishpat and Simon Beis says in the name of Rabbeinu Yerucham is one of the Rishonim, that according to the Rambam, the mitzvah of Goel Hadam, redeeming for blood the person who was killed, applies nowadays, and he qualifies this and says it doesn't mean that he has the Rishus, that he has permission to kill, but rather if the person does kill in revenge, he would be putzer. Meaning we wouldn't tell you should go and do it, but if the person did it after the fact, we wouldn't hold the individual responsible. However, comes the Ketos HaShulchan, the famous commentary in Choshen Mishpat, and he writes there in the same simon, and he's unsure whether it'd be mutter nowadays to have a Goel Hadam. And he cites a Rashi in Sanhedrin Daf Memhei, who says that the Goel Hadam can act before Beis Din finishes the case. The Goel Hadam doesn't have to wait for the Beis Din to finish in deciding whether the person is chayav or not. He can go and take care of it right away. He also cites the Rambam Hilchos Rotzeach, who seems to say there's no need for a Beis Din if the death was seemingly very karov l'mezid. It almost looked as if it was on purpose. And the truth is that people should be punished by Beis Din. And nowadays, says the Ketos HaChoshen, there is no Beis Din. And therefore, it would be usher for Goel Hadam to act nowadays. Therefore, says the Ketos HaChoshen, it would come out that because we don't have a Beis, we don't have a Sanhedrin, one is not allowed to go as an individual and exact revenge if a relative is killed. And in addition, the Goel Hadam needs to have edus. He needs to have testimony. Someone has to tell him that something has occurred. And if nobody can show him that something had occurred, he can't just go and assume that somebody killed his relative. And therefore, without edus, without testimony, he would not be allowed to go and act as a Goel Hadam. Comes the Tumah Rav Yonasan Eibeshitz and Simon Beis, and he says that nowadays Beis Din could carry out capital punishment against murder if they wanted to create a deterrent. Again, we live in a society where we don't have Beis Din carry out these things because we live in a country that deals with its own capital punishment issues. But theoretically, Beis Din could carry out capital punishment in order to create a deterrent so that the society does not devolve into people taking each other's lives. However, he says, there's no allowance of a Goel Hadam, the Redeemer, because there's no Beis Din to adjudicate the case. And this is based on another Rambam who says a Goel Hadam cannot act until the court determines that the individual is Chayav Mises. So we have many of the poskim going in the direction that one cannot have a Goel Hadam nowadays. The Sefer Achinuch writes clearly at Mitzvah Tough Reish Yud Beis in this week's Farsha. He's generally, the Sefer Achinuch always tells us, does the mitzvah apply nowadays or not? And the Sefer Achinuch says no. Nowadays there's no Sanhedrin, and therefore you cannot do it. The Chavos Yah writes the same thing in Shuvin Simen Kuf Mem Vav. The Kli Chemda on this week's Parsha gives another reason why you can't have a Goel Hadam, and he says that there's no Ir Miklat. There's no base. There's no safe place to go. Why is that fair that the Goel Hadam can go and exact revenge if this individual who's running away has no place to run that's safe? That's not fair. You can't play tag and then not have a place for the person to go to be safe. You have to have a place to be able to hide. And therefore, since there's no Ir Miklat nowadays, a place of refuge for the individual to go, therefore would come out, says the Kli Chemda, therefore we would not have a mitzvah of Goel Hadam. However, perhaps there is a place that we could suggest the possibility of a reality where a Goel Hadam situation could take place without a Beis Din. And that is based on a comment of the Ritva. The Ritva writes in the beginning of Maseches Makos, he has a suffix. Let's say a person commits manslaughter, and he goes and he admits that he did it. You don't need a Beis Din. He goes around and says, I was in a terrible accident, and this person was killed, and he admits that he's the one who did it. So he says in such a case that such an individual would be chayiv galus. He would have to go to an ir miklat with such a situation. If he doesn't have to go to galus, and the gaol adam comes and seeks revenge, then the gaol adam would be chayiv murder. It would come out that nowadays, according to the Ritva, there's no gaol hadam, since we require verification of what had happened. And if a manslaughter doesn't go to galus, then there's no metzias of someone taking revenge on him, because he never, even if he admitted, if he doesn't have to run away, then the person is not allowed to kill him. Comes the Maharsha. The Maharsha and Makkos and Daf Yud is discussing a famous Gemara. The Gemara says that let's say a person committed manslaughter, and then there was no witnesses. No one saw him. So the Gemara famously tells us Hashem makes a whole big orchestra. He causes that this person will go to a hotel, and the person will be going up the steps, and he'll fall down the steps, and he'll land on a person, and that person will be killed, and then two witnesses will see, and then he'll have to run away. And Hashem makes sure that the whole world gets what they deserve, right? That's the Gemara that we know. The Maharsha asks a very important question. He says, if the entire idea of galus, the entire idea of going to your miklat, is to escape the gaol adam, then why would Hashem orchestrate that he would have to go into galus a second time? Why would Hashem make it that someone would have to see him? If the whole purpose of going to the ir miklat is to escape the person who wants to kill me, and it's not an inherent punishment from Hashem that I have to go live in an ir miklat, then if nobody knows that I did it, why would Hashem make a situation where someone would then find out that I committed manslaughter a second time? I would have to go to ir miklat. If I'm safe and nobody found out, then leave me alone, Hashem. What are you bothering me and putting me in a situation where I have to go to an ir miklat again? Therefore, the Maharsha answers that the above case where the person originally committed manslaughter and then nobody saw it and then he had to go to a hotel and Hashem, maybe that he fell down and killed someone, that's talking about a person that admitted publicly that he had committed manslaughter and there was no witnesses. And therefore, technically, he did not have to go to Beis Din. But once he go to Gullus, but once he admits publicly that I committed manslaughter, so the Maharsha explains that in order to get the person into Gullus, all the above was arranged, and therefore it comes out that according to the Maharsha, you can have a Gol Hadam nowadays, because you can have a person who commits manslaughter, he admits publicly that he did it, and therefore Hashem will, because once he admitted it, the Gol Hadam, the revenger of blood, has the right to go after him according to the Maharsha. So you don't need a Beis Din for such a situation. Okay, let's turn now to contemporary times. This was all in the Rishonim and the Gemara. Do we have such cases in our history of a case of a Gol Hadam, of somebody enacting after the Beis HaMikdash and after the end of the Sanhedrin in Beis Din? So Rosh Shlomo Kluger wrote on many, many Sfarim. We have so many Sfarim of his that we have not even published everything he wrote. There's a machon, there's a publishing house in Israel that is still working on putting out all his writings. He was quite prolific. So Shlomo Kluger has comments in the Shulchan Aruch called the Chachma Shlomo. The very last comment in the Choshen Mishpat section, in Siman Tov Chav Vav, where Shlomo Kluger writes about a rabbi who sent him the following question. The rabbi's sister-in-law, who sent the question, and he writes Yamach Shemo, which is, just as a side point, a very rare instance where we have referring to another Jew with the title of Yamach Shemo, their name should be erased. There's actually a number of discussions about this. The Chafetz Chaim has a famous shita that you can't say Yamach Shemo, the person should be erased regarding a Jew. He brings a raya from Shulchan Aruch and Evan Ezer and Simukuf and Zayin, where the Shulchan Aruch says that if a person is mumar, does terrible averos, and he dies, there's still a mitzvah of Yibum. Why? In order to be Mekayim, the shame, so that the name shouldn't be wiped out. So the Chafetz Chaim sees from here that even by someone who does terrible things, we don't say their name should be wiped out. The Minchas Elazar argues with the Chafetz Chaim, and he says that in Parshas Tetzav, we see that Moshe told Bnei Yisrael, Umachas Shemo Mitachas HaShemayim. If a person does Averos, their name can be wiped out regarding someone who leaves Torah Mitzvos. The Mishnah Melech and Hilchos Gerushin Perigimel refers to Shabtai Tzvi, the famous false Messiah, as Yamach Shemo. The Tshuva's Binyan Sion in Chelek Aleph refers to somebody who commits adultery as Yamach Shemo. So we have in rare instances where we refer to a Jew with the title Yamach Shemo, which is usually the last thing we would ever want to say about a Jew. But in this piece, what Shlomo Kluger says about this rabbi's sister-in-law who poisoned her husband and he was died. So he says about such a person, Yamach Shemo. So the question, what's the Shaila? Obviously, she did something wrong. She's now in jail. And she's in a precarious situation. So the rabbi asked Shlomo Kluger, is there a mitzvah to go and save her from jail, to go and get her out? She's in a bad situation. Should we try to get her out of jail from the authorities? So Shlomo Kluger replies that this is a Gemara Nida and Daf Samach Aleph. The Gemara Nida says that there were rumors that people had committed murder, and they went to Rabbi Tarfon and asked Rabbi Tarfon to hide them. So he said no. Rashi explains, why did Rabbi Tarfon say no? V'shema haragta, he says, perhaps you actually committed murder. V'asr lahatzil eschem, and it would be asr to save you for the act of murder that you did. And this is a discussion in believing issues of Lashon Hara. Rashi and Tosfos here have a machlokes regarding a safek rotzeach, if you have a question if somebody committed murder. But it's clear, says Shlomo Kluger, that if I know for sure that somebody committed murder, there is no mitzvah at all to save such an individual. And he then brings a pasuk from this week's parsha regarding safek nefashos lahakel. And he says, the pasuk tells us, umatzao so goel hadam, michutz legvul ir miklato. And the goel hadam will find the person who committed manslaughter outside of the city, v'ratzach goel hadam esrotzach, and the goel hadam will kill the murderer, ein lo dam, and he has no blood, meaning he would be 100% innocent for killing the murderer who killed his family member, because he essentially is a dead man walking, because he's chayav misa for what he did, and therefore he would not be held accountable. And it's certainly the case, says Shlomo Kluger, that if somebody kills on purpose, we say ein lo damim. We say that he would be no responsible if somebody killed him, because he's chayav misa, and we wouldn't say safek nefashos lahakel, and therefore Shlomo Kluger said, there's no mitzvah to save the sister-in-law who poisoned her husband, because she is ein lo damim. It's as if there's a mitzvah of goel hadam on this individual. We're applying that concept of goel hadam on such a person who killed bizman hazeh. So we see he's invoking this principle. Rav Yaakov Emden has the same thing in the Tshuva. The Sholomeshi of Madura Kamen in Chela Gimel and Simon Kuf Tzadi cites the Tshuva HaRash, who discusses whether in his day a goel hadam is pasul edus because the Meisr Tzicha that he did. The Mishnah Brura actually cites a goel hadam lahalacha. The Mishnah Brura at the end of Simon Shin Vav is discussing whether you can leave the Tchum, the city boundaries, on Shabbos. And there, he cites the Knesset HaGadol, Reb Chaim Ben Avista, who says that you can leave the Tchum on Shabbos to act as a Goel Hadam, to redeem the blood of a family member who was killed. Reb Chaim Ben Avista lived in the 1500s. And he says, Al Pi Halacha, you can go and do this on Shabbos to leave the Tchum. The Magen Avraham cites Reb Chaim Ben Avista, and he wonders, why is this more pressing than any other mitzvah? How can we allow this to do this type of mitzvah on Shabbos, but not other types of mitzvahs? But regardless, nobody says, well, wait a second, you can't be a goel adam bizman hazeh. They all assume that it's possible in that time and place. And the Igrosh Moshe, Rav Moshe Feinstein, or Achaim and Chelkein Simi Yud Ches, quotes this whole discussion, and he says, Umasha kasav lalechas chutz l'tchum, to in order to take revenge is a pella. How could you find an idea, how could you find such a concept to go take revenge bizman hazeh? And he says, Tzarachin gadol on the Mishnah Brura for citing this lahalacha. The Rav Menachem Mendel of Nicholsburg, who's the first Tzemach Tzedek before the Rebbe of Chabad, so he has a tshuva in Simen Kuf Yud Aleph, and he says there is a concept of goel hadam bizman hazeh nowadays, but it's not what you think the concept of goel hadam is. He says, Rachmana litzlan, a person loses a family member because of a murder or because of an accident. So certainly nowadays we would not tell a person to go and act revenge. But what we do have nowadays is to go and do the best you can do within the legal system to bring that person to trial. You fulfill the mitzvah of goel hadam when you spend the money and the time to bring the person to court and you bring them to justice. Says the Tzemach Tzedek, you can fulfill the mitzvah of goel hadam bizman hazeh when you go and do your best as the closest family member to bring the person who caused pain and hurt to justice and to bring them to court, and they should be penalized according to the law of the land, and we should make sure that dam b'nei bris, the blood of Jewish people, is not considered hefker. I guess we'll end with the conclusion of Shlomo Kluger in that piece, and he says, "V'Hashem yiracham osam v'yasir cherep al mo Yisrael v'niz keliros nechamos tzion v'yushalayim." Amen. That Hashem should make sure we have none of these terrible things, and we shouldn't have to engage in the practice of goel adam. He should bring necham to tzion v'yushalayim. Amen.